Here's what's going on in the headlines this Tuesday. New voices in the Ferguson fray. New York City's former top cop is urging law enforcement in Ferguson, Missouri, to come clean. Ray Kelly tells Bloomberg News violence may have been avoided if cops had released details about the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown as soon as they received them. Kelly was police commissioner in 2006 when 50 shots were fired at Sean Bell outside a Queens nightclub. He believes civil unrest was avoided because the NYPD released details as soon as possible. The niece of Martin Luther King Jr. is also pleading for the people in Ferguson to remain peaceful.
You know, there's a young man dead, a family grieved, a nation just astounded, and the answers will come, but we must have peace in the process.
Alveda King says protesters won't send the right message by acting violently. Last night, at least two people were shot and more than 30 people were arrested in Ferguson. President Obama is dispatching Attorney General Eric Holder to the St. Louis suburb to assess the situation there on the ground. The doctor who conducted an autopsy on Michael Brown says he isn't able to determine whether Brown had his hands up at the time of the shooting. Former New York City Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Michael Bodden says the autopsy did show Brown suffered 6 gunshot wounds from a weapon more than 1 to 2 feet away. Dr. Bodden says the 3 autopsies being done is unusual and doesn't expect any contradictory findings in regards to the gunshot wounds. Here at home, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard has unveiled to the City County Council his $1 billion budget proposal for the year 2015. The proposal includes funds for his list of the city's priorities, public safety, parks, and neighborhoods, including funding for criminal rehabilitation programs. Ballard also plans to add 20 new recruits for the fire department and 50 new IMPD officers every year through 2018. The mayor's anti-crime plan was included in a separate proposal. There's a new law to hold landlords more accountable here in Indy. City officials passed the landlord registry proposal last night. It requires landlords to register their properties and list owner information. It also includes a tenant bill of rights. Indiana's private sector continues to grow, but the state's unemployment rate is holding steady at 5.9%. According to data released on Monday by the Indiana Department of Workforce Development, July was the 10th consecutive month that the state added jobs. Governor Mike Pence says the growth shows optimism in the Hoosier economy. Maybe not so optimistic is a company that provides ambulance service in 21 states. Rural Metro is now pulling out of Indiana. The company cites low transport volumes, low Medicaid reimbursement rates, and higher amounts of unpaid indigent care. 30 communities in Indiana will definitely be affected, though it's not known yet if Indianapolis is also on their list. A major hospital network that operates 206 hospitals across the country, including 9 right here in Indiana, announced on Monday that hackers recently broke into its computers and stole data on 4.5 million patients. Community Health Systems says hackers have gained access to patients' names, social security numbers, physical addresses, birthdays, and telephone numbers. In Indiana, most of their hospitals are in the northeast part of the state, and this impacts anyone who received treatment or was referred there in the last 5 years. The new Fairgrounds Coliseum and selling beer and wine at this year's state fair appears to have paid off. Officials say more than 950,000 festival goers attended by the time it wrapped up on Sunday. They say that makes it the 3rd most attended fair in state history. A sports executive wants to postpone his pending day in court. Colts owner Jim Irsay is looking for a continuance in his trial of 2 misdemeanor charges of operating while intoxicated. His attorney filed the motion Monday in Hamilton Superior Court. Now, he'd been slated to stand trial on August 28th, and as you may recall, Irsay was charged after a traffic stop back in March. Your Tuesday weather, periods of sun and clouds today, the high of 88. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and Old School, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.